gonna talk a little bit about Palm Sunday. I don't know if Pastor knows about it, but anyway, Palm Sunday starts a week before Easter, and it's when Jesus arrived, is going to Jerusalem, and when he told, was it two disciples, I think, he told, anyway, his friends or disciples to go into the town and go get me a donkey and the donkey's foal and bring them to me. If they ask, why should we do this or whatever, just tell them it's for the Son of God, that, you know, it's for me, they'll do it. So when you would enter into a town, lots of times you'd come in on a war horse being aggressive and said, hey, something's going on, we're going to get down and dirty on this. But when you rode a donkey, it represented peace and humility. And that's what he wanted to show to the people. So that day, people were laying down their coats, they called them cloaks, you know, their clothing, and big palm tree leaves down. So Jesus had a peaceful walk through into the town. They were praising him for everything. They knew he was the Son of God. So Kimmy's going to read in Matthew 21, 1 through 9, and it talks a little bit about what happened.
Sorry, I had it and it stopped at 3.
You're good.
I'm sorry, I had it up.
You can get off Facebook, girl. I'm kidding.
I had it pictured, but it only stopped it. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize. It's good. It's good scripture. I wish I could read it. I just can't see it.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
That gives me chills. I mean, he's going to Jerusalem, and he's going with humility, and these people are so excited in their honor. Hosanna! I mean, I can just picture it. And with all the palm leaves laying down, I mean, it had to be a gorgeous sight. Of course, we know at the end, all the torturing he had to go through, all the things that he was persecuted for our sins, you know, that really overwhelms me at times, because we sin and don't even realize it sometimes. Most of the time we do. But we sin so much, and then we justify some of the things that we do, you know, because it makes us feel better. But sin is sin. But Jesus had to go through all of this whole week, Palm Sunday to Easter, where he died on the cross on Good Friday, and he arose on Easter Sunday. The tomb no longer kept him. He arose. He resurrected for us. He did this for us. So whatever we do from now to the day we die, or Jesus calls us home, whichever, the Lord, we are covered by his blood. And it just means that we have eternal life. It's we have another place to go that's great. We're not just going to be down in the ground with worms and ants and all this stuff. We've got a place, we've got a home to go to after this home. That should make us excited. It should make us want to just get on fire for God. Jesus paid it all to tell us that it is finished. He did it all so we can have eternal life. And but still, we get in the same ruts, the same routines, the same habits, whatever we're doing, and we call it everything but a sin. And Kimmy and I came up here this morning to mop and stuff in here and there. So I just came in here and I just said, God, you know, I am just filthy rags. And he went, no, you're righteous because of what my son did for you. And it broke me. I thought it just broke me. I'm perfect in God's eyes. That's so hard for me to understand because people are so judgmental. They're so rude and mean. And but we can come to the altar and say, God, I'm nothing without you. But he tells us, you know what, you are righteous before me. You're white as a snow because of what my son did for you. And that should tear us up when we sin. Mm-hmm. You know, I told Kimmy, I said, there's so many things, I feel like such a bad person. And, you know, we talk about stuff, we talk all the time. But, you know, getting angry on the highway, getting mad because somebody said something. I mean, it's just so silly. Let's call it what it is. It's sin, and we got to get right. Just like I told Tony, ask for forgiveness. God is right there. It seems so simple, but yet people are so stubborn. You know, why would you even take a chance? Even if you didn't believe in God, why would you even take a chance that, oh my goodness, I don't want to die in hell forever? Why would you want, you know, isn't it better to believe in God and trust him and have faith than just to live your life as you want to? You know, it seems so many times that people that aren't Christians, and I say that very vaguely because some Christians don't seem like Christians, and I'm not judging, it's just we have different things in our lives. It seems like they don't have any problems in the world. But you know what they don't have is peace. They can't, the world cannot give people peace. The only peace that non-Christian people have is temporary. It only lasts for a little while. I think that's why a lot of sports people, I think that's why a lot of celebrities, they turn to drugs and different things, because they don't have that peace. They're looking for something to make them feel better. But we're so fortunate. We don't have to make us feel better. We have Jesus Christ to make us feel better. We're his children. He loves you right where you are. He loves you yesterday, today, and for eternity. I mean, I can't wait to see David. I can't wait to see my dad, my mom, my grandma. I mean, I don't want to die, needless to say, because I love my family and stuff. But to see a person that's not a Christian and be so scared to die, it woke my eyes up. And I thought, you know, if the only reason you had me meet him is to try to lead him to Christ, then God, it was worth it, you know. We've got to get ourselves out there and start saying, hey, I've got someone that can give you that peace. I've got someone that will fill up that void in you. I've got someone that will help you with your pain every day. I've got someone that will listen to you and hold every tear that you have. I have someone that's compassionate, that loves you, and it's Jesus. And we need to come with humility today and tell him, thank you. Our precious Savior died on the cross for my sins and yours. And we should tell him we're sorry for the things we do. Don't justify your sin anymore. That's not repenting. Yeah, people are going to hurt you, do terrible things to you, but it says forgive. You know, I chose to forgive Tony. All the things he said to me, I just chose to forgive. Still hurt? Yeah, maybe, but you got to forgive and move on. You know, it's just, Cindy lost two husbands. You know, Kathy and Ruth lost two kids and grandsons, Ruth's grandsons. And, you know, I lost David. You know, you just question, you see these little babies with cancer, and I go, God, they're so precious. Why did they, you know, and he just, you know, he goes, I've got this, Priscilla, I've got this. You don't worry about what I'm doing. I've got this. And as much as everything's going on crazy with the immigrants coming and people having to move out of their hotel rooms that are working for the United States because, you know, I think it's awful people send their kids here by themselves. You know, as much as the world is crazy right now, this, again, is not a shock or surprise to God. He knows what's happening. He's been right where we are right now. So let's just have humility today. That's my new word for this week, is humility. And I hope that, and I pray every day that God gives me the opportunity to be humble towards someone and make them feel better somehow. Even if it's a smile, a compliment, a hug, a prayer, whatever it is, we need to reach out to people because of everything that Jesus did for us. And I know so many of y'all are hurting. I know you're in pain. I know you struggle every day. You know, they've got dialysis problems, Linda with her MS, and Ruth with so many different things, Kathy trying to take care of. You know, God, this is not a surprise to Him. He knows what's going to happen. That takes the burden off of us. He knows what's going to happen. He knows when I'm going to sin or get mad at someone on the road or something. Maybe I shouldn't be driving, I'm just saying. But He knows all that because Jesus did it all for us. All. So today is Palm Sunday. Next week is Easter. I just, Hank and Kimmy are so happy because we gave up sweets. We have been very grumpy for Lent. But that's not what we did. Trying to be humble and do something, sacrifice for God. So just think about this week. You are so special. You are beautiful. Just extend your kindness to one another. Let's show people what it's like to have Jesus in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for this day. Thank You for Palm Sunday. I am so truly, truly, deeply saddened, Lord, that Your Son had to come down here and die on the cross for my sins. Lord, just every little strap that He got beat on His back with, one of those was because of my sin. Lord, I didn't even know when I was born what sin was all about. But, you know, you're born into sin, into a sinful world. Thank You, God, though, that we do know that You are here and that You love us and that You're going to give us the things that we need because You love us. You love us so much. You made us specially made. Some of us are more tender-hearted than others. Some of us are grumpier than others. But You made us with good personalities, Lord. Let us show Your humility this week. I want to be humble before You today. And may You just be praised and glorified and focus on You today in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank You for reading that to me.